about $7,000 at me. I was like, how the fuck you just gonna throw $7,000 at me?
Hey man, who invented weddings?
Idiots.
Same people who invented Valentine's Day.
No. Now here's my thing is, it's just something small, we get married, blah blah blah. Friends, blah blah blah. She's like, yo, I wanna invite like my first grade teacher, my second cousin's professor. I'm like, god damn, I don't even know these niggas. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's doing too much, man. Just keep it simple. Fuck. Use that money you could have wasted on a wedding on something else.
Yeah, go on a trip.
You know?
But she wants to she wants to do that. And then so now she finally got the price right, but when she kept throwing out that seven, I'm just like, yo. And I think her parents were like, well, you know that if you want to do more, you gotta like, yo,
hey man, have a start writing to Oprah, man. Like put some sad stuff out there.
More, man. Yeah. Like
or somebody to Ellen. One of those two.
Yeah. Yeah, because Oprah's done, huh?
I don't think she on the scene.
She gave away a lot of shit. She ain't giving nothing else away.
Yeah, so that's mine and her thing. Is she wants me to give more of a fuck. Yeah. I give some of a fuck. I just give a fuck about, I just want to get it done. Well, that's all. I just want to get it done. I ain't going nowhere.
Just keep it simple, man.
I keep telling her, I said, this is for you. It's for us. It's not. Wedding is never for a guy. It's not for us. You know how hard it is sometimes for us to ask you?
Do I want to? You're an asshole.
That cake was good as fuck.
What, the cake was good?
Yeah, I had a good ass cake. Nothing but cake, you know. You ever had that bun cake?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She was delicious. Right.
Was it for you? Was it waiting for you? Or was that part it, was, for it, was me. It?
The cake. The cake.
Yeah, for me, the beer's for me.
There you go. Find something.
I think the part would be for me. Just having,
the place is cool,
having,
though. No, I did like
having
the place.
My boys, you know what I'm saying?
What happens is
you say
it's for her,
yay.
And then when you recognize how much
right
money
you're
going to
win,
you're
going
to find a way to make it for you, too. You're going to like, oh, let me put my 2 cents in on some shit since I'm paying for all this.
I guess so.
Yeah, 2 cents, not $7,000.
You can be like, hey. You gonna boss the fuck out of somebody, the cameraman, you can be like, nah.
And the main reason why I was against $7,000, right? It's because she goes, she got her friend to help us look for places, set it up, and she goes, I don't know, $7,000. And her friend's a wedding planner. She's like, well, it won't be that much, but I can hook you guys up, I can get you this, open bar. It's gonna be open bar, all this stuff, food buffet, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And she, Vanessa's like, okay. I was like, Vanessa, stop just throwing around. Like, you were the worst fucking negotiator.
Right?
Fucking
you gotta
time.
Start low.
Like, you don't just throw out seven. Like, why are you throwing your budget out there? You can't even save $7,000. Like, what are we doing right now? So she's like, ha. After I said that, then they go around and look. She goes to the first place. The first thing she said to me, so I found a place I love. I was like, all right, cool. No problem, man. It's like $7,000.
That's the whole budget. Fuck.
She went looking for it.
What part of the conversation were you not listening to?
It's exciting, man. That excitement is
she good. Listens to me, but she doesn't listen to me at the same time. But the place she found is cool. It's nice. Digging it. It's not fucking $7,000.
It's ain't the Springs Reserve, is it?
Mm-mm. Okay. You have somebody you married up there?
Yeah, one of
this is a golf course spot. It's up in someone. It's got a dope ass view.
Okay.
That was my transgression with her. It's not fucking listening.
I guess mine can fall into that too, man. Because I tend to not be listening nowadays either. My thing is, I'm a selfish individual. That's what I've come to find out.
Yeah, we're all pretty
very selfish with my time.
Did you come to that conclusion on your own?
Yeah. Okay.
You said something key, selfish with your time. See, I even had to tell my brother this a couple of days ago because he's like, him and this girl were arguing. Weak of emotions. And he was like, man, she always wants me to come over. She's always saying we're not spending enough time together. I'm like, I was over there yesterday. I got off of work. I came over there. We hung out. Then we hung out and went home and went to sleep. We spent time. Like, he's just like, we went to the movies last week. Like, what you want? I'm like, Darren, the reason why she's getting me on that, because for a woman, our time is our vagina.
Yeah.
It really is.
That's how women like for them is their vagina. Most of the part is your vagina. For us, our time is our vagina.
Most of the part I've gotten talked to about is when
you're not giving up.
I'm not giving it up. I'm not offering like by myself. I'd have to be asked. Hey, yeah. Come hang out with me. Hey, nah, I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was pretty much you saying, nah, I don't want to fuck right now.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you ain't putting out.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So you know what women do?
What it is.
You ain't giving the dick.
The vagina. He's not giving up his vagina.
My time.
Oh, you're. Oh.
Old man probably
giving up the vagina. Yeah. He's giving up the vagina all the time. Because that's my problem sometimes. Vanessa's complaining, your time, y'all, your time. I was like, yeah, I mean, whenever I can give it up to you, I give it up. But you know, the other people want to fuck.
Well, you can't say that. Don't say that.
Yeah, definitely don't say that.
Don't say that, because that'll probably won't get you anywhere.
You going to let the dog in?
Fuck no.
He ain't going to hurt y'all. That shit's...
You're gonna make my eyes itch like a bitch.
Cerberus head in the house. Big ass head.
Big ass Cerberus.
That's all it is, man. So yeah, that's what that is.
Yeah.
You're not giving up your vagina.
Just give it up, B.
I don't want to, man.
Give me the fucking badge.
And then it's thrown out there that's, well, I can see it that way. Of her not being our priority because I like the gym. Everybody knows I like going to the gym. And then there's only so many hours I have after work.
Yeah, yeah, of
to
course.
Which we'll both hang out. But y'all know, when I come home from work, I unwind, turn on the PlayStation, zone out, bedtime. It's time to wake back up, go to work again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
See, but your routine is your routine that you've had since, I don't know how long now, right?
Yeah.
You've had this routine.
Yeah,
so for her,
this is a routine I got, but I still have that routine.
And that's what I'm saying. So for her to know that.
Well, Lee, you guys got a day off together, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, we got Saturday, Sundays off, but when we didn't.
It was even bigger issue, right?
It wasn't an issue because I just pointed up, we have separate days off. So we just have to figure it out. But I explained
a lot.
But
you had that talk during that time.
I had to talk, but it wasn't. We didn't dwell anymore.
Well, yeah, well, it's been ongoing.
Yeah.
It's been ongoing. So
yeah, but I can understand yours.
Yeah.
That was one of the reasons why we moved in too, because we were on separate schedules.
Yeah.
So moving in together, I definitely didn't have it. Like if we were still not living together, that would have been. Might as well not been with her.
Yeah.
Like if we weren't, because I would never see her. I work swings, she works days. So when she's coming in, I'm going. You know what I mean?
You guys
so,
work opposite schedules too?
No, we work the same schedule.
Same schedule?
Yeah.
See, but that's what I'm saying. You have your things
that's
that you do.
That's easier if you work the same schedule.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes, because you're off at the same time.
It's not if he doesn't want to give up the time for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that means.
Like, do you just
Monday
not want
through,
to, or you have your routine that you're sticking to?
Some days I don't want to. Some days
and
I'm
that's
like.
And that's okay. And that's just
wanna,
it is what it is.
That just means you have to figure out if you want to give her the time. It's Monday through Friday. That may mean you have to do Monday through Thursday and give her Friday.
Yeah.
And Saturday.
That's a compromise.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is you're selfish.
No, I'm just
gonna say it. Yourself.
No, it's real.
No.
Or give yourself Monday through Wednesday, and then you take Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You fucking choose which day is gonna be that you're gonna give to her.
Yeah, because it's
and you can switch the day up and tell her in the course of that week that hey, I'll give you this week, next week.
Yeah, especially when you work the same time, like it's if you offer the same time, that's just you not giving up the time. That's really what that is. That's just straight 100 assholeness.
I told you.
Yeah, this is straight 100 assholeness.
There's nothing we can do about that, so.
Make the choice.
I mean, Pat's come in on a few times when he was on a headset. Hey, Pat, I got to go.
Yeah, he gave up the time.
I mean, but it was.
Yeah, but that's forced time. Nobody likes forced time.
Yeah, forced time ain't going to get you nowhere.
That's rape.
That's marriage.
That's rape.
No,
that's
not
marriage.
Necessarily.
No, that's straight
no,
rape.
It's not,
well,
it's
yeah,
not.
You're right.
It's
you're
fucking
right.
Marriage, dude.
If time is. If time is our vagina, if you force me to give you my time, you just raped me. You just raped me. If time, that's how we.
Their mentality.
Yeah, it's easy to give
that's
up.
How
dick.
We, that's how we, it's easy to give up dick. Dick is worthless to us, but time, shit is precious. Precious it is. That's what I'm saying. Is. Time is precious, man. Dick ain't worth nothing. I get this all day. Who want it? Who want it? Who want it? You still at the bus stop? Let's go. Dick.
Call it bus stop Betty over there.
Bus stop Betty, man. Yikes. Just slanging it, man. Throw it out there and see who catches, man.
Government
but time,
cheese.
Yeah, but time, yeah.
So yeah. When you're married, you're like,
so that's why you get mad when they force you.
Can something just belong to me now that we're married, you know? Can I just, you lose yourself in a marriage because you're gelling into one individual.
You don't have to lose yourself.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't. You don't have to.
See, I kind of agree with Pat on that.
11 years.
Like,
so you believe that I'm you 14. Have to lose yourself?
So we're not too far apart.
No, you're not too far apart.
You lose yourself. Like, there's a lot of parts of you that you used to do that you don't do no more. That you don't real. You be like, and then you look back and say, "How the fuck did I get so far away from what I used to?" God damn.
No, I don't think you have to.
But I get. I mean, because we get set in our ways, and then you get used to a lot of things. So. You just do. I've been adapting.
Just a look on your face when you said you was looking.
Yeah,
you was looking like to the heavens right like, now, just like
God, please. Adapt
yeah, because I'm gonna tell you because when I start shitting, it's gonna be just my luck. She's sitting at the damn staircase listening to this story. Yeah. She's like, I got his ass.
But you didn't. Do you feel like you've lost yourself?
I don't feel like I've lost myself. Like I said, I feel I'm still the same. And she tries to push me to be
the same,
not to the same or
get the fuck out of the house.
Get the fuck out of the house and be different. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I've always been that way.
Don't cry about it.
I know, right?
Remember that time we had to kidnap him?
You didn't fucking have to kidnap me. I said, y'all just don't like me no more because I'm half white.
I was talking to Brown. I said, yo, Mike going through it. He in that house. All that estrogen is in there. We need to get him out the house, man. We took him out the house. We did the White Castle
run. That's when we did the White Castle.
That was when we did the White Castle run. So that's what I'm saying. Y'all can't do the Chick-fil-A run without me because that's just disrespectful.
That's
y'all
why he's still reminiscing
without
on it. We did the White Castle run. He had a good-ass time. We started driving back home.
Nobody wanted to leave.
He was like, so it's over?
I was like, so what are we doing?
We going back home already?
It's only 4 o'clock in the morning. What the fuck are we doing?
Like, what are we doing? Y'all want to gamble?
That's my thing, dude. I don't feel like I've lost myself. She knows how I was and how I am, and she doesn't try to change that. And I don't think I've lost myself.
Blessed.
I don't think she tried to change it.
And that's why I'm blessed to have the wife that I do have because she puts up with all my nonsense and my bad habits and my stupidity and, you know, and I love her.
Just getting all kinds of points.
No, I love her for that, you know, because I don't know if many people could put up with me.
I definitely know people.
As soon as she hear this one, you getting some pussy that night when she listens to this show. You just cashed in all kinds of pussy tickets.
And that's real because you got lucky off the bat. The fact that you got that off jump,
yeah,
you know what I mean. High school, boom, you found it.
And I yeah,
me
and
like, I had to find it, figure that out differently, because I was with somebody who kept trying to change me, kept trying to make me do something I didn't really want to do. And me being a kid, I'm like, maybe this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to get married. Okay, let's get married. Okay, I'm supposed to go to the military. Okay, I guess I'll try it. And then one day I was like, well, I don't want to do that shit. So then we end up breaking up. Next thing you know, I'm dating women. I said to myself, I was like, you know what? If you're not going to like me for me, then it just is what it is. Of course, there's compromise, like, not to sound like, you know, woman is what I said and it's what I fucking said it. I'm just saying, like,
wait, it's not? I'm scared.
I'm just saying, like, I had to date different women, and every time a woman tried to get me, and then once I saw, like, you're trying to change me into something, like, you play video games a lot. All right, get the fuck out.
Right? And that was one thing when we first got married, she was like, that used to bug me, that you used to always play games and do this isn't that now, and she's like, now
she likes
it's
it.
Just it.
She's, well, not likes it, but it's like, but it's whatever.
She's okay with it.
Yeah,
you know. And that's my thing. It's like, okay, I'm home, and
you're not talking to Bus Stop Betty.
I'm not talking to Bus Stop Betty and some of these nappy headed run through bitches. You know what I mean? So
I'm sorry.
Nah, I ain't sorry. Fuck all that. Fuck them.
That's right, Mike.
Fuck them.
I felt like Don Imus was on the mic.
He was, man.
You let him finish his sentences. He'd have got all black on us.
Had to save him a little bit.
No, but
Mike.
God damn, you got all the points, man. 50, calm you down. Got all the points, man.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, like
we
said,
we need a Mexican to get in office ASAP, man, because Mike is really taking this Trump shit to another level.
But yeah, my stupid shit and everything like that, she put up with me, so.
Yeah, and like I said, I had to find that. And then found Vanessa. Same interest, and then is not trying to change anything.
Yeah.
And knows that, well, if I try to sit there and change you into something you're not, I know that you'll be like, all right, well, bye. Like, she knows that. And the good thing is she loves me for me. So that's what's cool right. about it. So you don't have to lose yourselves. I don't think you have to lose yourself. I think you just probably get complacent, maybe forget. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
And like you said, you just get set and you get to get comfortable and then you get set in that way. And then you don't notice it. But then like now you'll sit back and think about it. Like, wait a minute. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What do you feel like you lost? Because you agreed on
my
it.
My youth.
Shit was gone 62 years ago. Right? What do you feel like you lost? what do you feel?
The old dusty trail.
Because you agreed. You was like, maybe we'll go ahead and leave. We get that spoon.
I'm about to dig you out.
Going straight for the pistol, huh? What did you feel like? Because you agree with him. So what were you like?
Well, I just think that, you do. This is what I said before. Like, I've told you guys that I used to live in, you know, pretty much by myself or whatever.
Yeah.
For that time, when even though we was still talking, but this full on, we're doing this thing right now is just bringing out stuff that.
Yeah. Full on doing this stuff. Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that I've changed into, like, not as nice as I was. I'm a little patient. And then I'm not at the same time. And I'm very selfish. This is what I'm starting to realize now. Like,
well, I have something to say, but I'll say it off air. But, yeah.
But, so.
Nah, say that shit, blood.
Nah, shit.
Sorry. Sorry. So Donna's treating me every once in a while. I apologize. Shit. Even though it was all Crips down
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
okay.
I was like, wait, what the fuck just happened?
I like to be opposite.
Hey, Jay. You going to take that back, man?
Huh?
We take it back?
You going to take that back?
What you mean? What you mean?
It's a statement you said a while ago.
That you 62 years old.
I said I didn't
lost
well,
your youth
62 years ago.
That's exactly what you said.
About a week ago.
Should I?
Nah.
I don't know.
You old son. Sorry.
It's your man's.
Whose man's is this?
Whose man's is this, B?
Is that your man?
Yeah, I take it back.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. He can leave now.
You do remember I'll tell though, right? Right. Make sure you remember that.
Because we have a straight snitching code around here.
Straight snitching.
Right? Michael was recording everything you just did.
Wipe everybody out in this bitch. Burn that fucking burn that fucking PC. None of this shit ever happened. All these emotions gone.
But go ahead, man. So you feel like you ain't changing, blah, 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 blah.
Steady trying to grow into this relationship as changed people from what we used to know each other as.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of work. And
that shit is weird.
It's tiresome.
Going back in relationships, hard as shit. I'm not telling you.
Relationships are tiresome.
Well, we know that.
But going back to one, like when you've left one and then y'all go back.
Hey, you guys are adults now, but.
See, that's the thing.
But you're doing, but the thing is, you're in a relationship, and things aren't going the right way. And if there's no compromise, you're still the same children that you were when you were together before, because you're not making the proper changes to adapt to become one. Relationship is not me and you gonna do this together. It's we're gonna become one person.
mind is we're gonna do this together.
you got a jail. You got
married,
a jail.
But we doing this shit together.
I mean, you're gonna keep the bills separate when you get married? Or is it gonna be the bills?
Oh, well, the way we do it is I do rent, she does like the utilities. That's just the way we do it. Not I got that idea.
A joint account and all that?
No, hell no. I ain't doing no joint account. What's wrong with you?
Okay.
No, I got my account.
You don't have a joint account, Mike?
Account. No, I'm not doing that.
My credit cards and my bank accounts under my name.
Yeah, mine too. Wow. She, I got her. I got her an
time
account.
To change.
Yeah, I got her an account. And
I mean,
I was managing it, but it's like to take care of your
all
account.
My money gone. She got all my shit. My paycheck is direct deposited up in the motherfucker. Hers is direct deposited.
Now, like,
I'd be like, do I have any money? She'd be like, nah. I'm like,
now right. It sounds weird, but this is the way basically we're doing
but
it.
But what is weird these days?
Well, the reason I'm going to say that, because the way I'm going to say
nothing.
It is
nothing at all, really.
You'll probably understand what I'm saying if you're just like mine, because it's going to sound like mad condescending. But basically, it's my money is my money, her money is her money, but it's also our money.
It's basically it's exactly like that.
You know what I mean? Like, I have her password, so I can go into her account and grab what I want. She can go into my account and grab what she wants.
Yeah, like,
but
I said,
it's
if I need her card, I can take her card.
And then why are you?
She has that access to it, but she's not going to sit there and abuse that access. She knows that's his.
But you have to keep it separate because you think she might because
she's
it.
Irresponsible with money.
Well.
And Nancy will be the first to tell you that she feels the same way, that she spends money like crazy.
Yeah, I don't want us having any arguments over money.
No.
Money will fuck
everything
up.
Our relationship is flip-flopped. I'm the money spender, and she's the
manager. Oh, we know.
The manager.
Yeah, we all know you. Yeah, we know.
You have no self-control.
Fuck yeah.
Control.
The white dude had to say that shit. And it sounded good, too. Control. He was all on point.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I think that was the Mexican that said it wasn't the white.
It probably was.
Control.
Control.
Who did that?
He's such a racist prick.
So so no joint account. Thought about it. Thought about maybe we should do like a joint savings account. But I was like, nah, I got my savings. I got my, you know, the other one was the other shit. Checking.
Yeah, because I'm the same way with him. When it
y'all
comes
get
to
married and y'all divorce, you're going to take half your shit anyway. So.
Dang it. Here's the thing about me. I have no problem taking an L.
That's dope. I like that shit.
That
shit is wonderful right
when
there.
When I learned that shit, man, that shit was so liberating.
Like Ralph Tresvant just said, take it.
Yeah.
On the new edition when he
did. He was like,
just take that shit.
She was taking all his shit. She ain't saying not one note.
He looked at her right in the eyes and was like. And she was like.
Yeah, she couldn't even look.
She's going to look down.
Bitch. That's what that took all my shit. Yeah, I have no. Once I learned how to take an L, this shit just became easy. I don't have to put up with this. I don't. Either we going to work this out. Or I could just leave. We gonna work it.
That's the issue I'm having.
We not working it.
When is the point to take the L in? If you've talked about it already, yeah, I know that I can still do some things like you said, like to compromise and like put out a certain amount of days out there. Do I want to? Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. And then with that mentality, because we had this talk before, if you're in that gray area of not knowing, you shouldn't be in it.
Yeah. You really shouldn't. If you have that, you're at that point.
Yeah, there's no such thing
you
as
gotta
I don't
just
know.
Tip the scale to know.
Exactly.
The word love is not a feeling. The love is endurance. What are you willing to endure and keep pushing forward?
I would say I agree with you on the
love
endurance.
Love is many things. I'm not going to put a label on.
No, I'm trying.
But I agree, it's also a feeling.
No, feelings go away. Love doesn't. So if you love a human being,
my feel no.
You're well. Yeah, they do. With time, like.
No,
like, not
the only reason why I'm not agreeing with you because okay. Like,
all right, well, versions of love.
I attach feelings to something, not a version of love. So,
no
of
love.
Oh, they said version of love. So I don't. I attach feelings to it. Like I just do. Like my feelings are attached to you. If I don't have any feelings for you, then I'm not with you anymore.
Cool.
I'm saying you. There's feelings for you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's both.
There's the a relationship, and there's. I know I'll be all right without you, but goddamn it, I just want to be with you.
Because once the feelings leave, what's the point? Because there's some many people is like, I don't hate them. I still love her. I just don't want to be with her. You know what I mean? There's people who are like that. So that's why I think feelings are still there. But I agree with you on the endurance part also. I
love
think
is endurance. Hand in hand. There's the love, the real love is the love that can just, like you can argue and cuss the fuck out of each other and be done with it and about to pack your bags and you just, somehow you didn't go.
Because of feelings. That's why you didn't go.
It's endurance, man. It's love. Cause I love the shit out of my wife right now. That's why I ain't gone.
Cause of feelings.
I call it love.
Well, feelings. That can be different interpretation. Like I said, I'm not. It's gonna endurance, put a label
on it. I mean, because look,
no label here, the fuck out that here, shit.
Simple. Can't. Simple. If you leave because you're not willing to change, you didn't love her.
Yeah.
And that's what endurance is. When you start to compromise, when you make those compromises.
If you leave and you know you can't change, but you want the best for the other person, that's not love either?
Yeah, that is love.
So it's not just one-sided is what I'm trying
to
say.
So basically you're saying you know you can't change.
That's why I said there's feelings. Once the feelings are gone, you can still love a person.
Yeah.
But once the feelings are gone, the relationship part is done.
You know you can't change or you're not willing to change.
Either. Some days different. Who knows?
No. Just a straight up question. Are you willing to change?
And if you're being forced to change, in my opinion, that's not love.
Well, no. If you're being forced to change,
that's rape.
And it is rape.
That's the like I was talking about the vagina shit.
Yeah, it's rape.
Rape.
Right.
No, but if you sit back and contemplate on it, and you dwell on it, and you go, the relationship is worth saving. I love her too much not to at least fucking try, and then you fucking try. And all of a sudden, because anything that you do 21 days straight, it becomes a habit. So if you try enough, then the next thing you know, it, the transition has happened.
So
and you
beating
and then,
off is a habit, huh?
Yeah, damn Skippy. Try not beating off at your regular time.
At your normal beat off hour?
Yeah.
You have a normal beat off hour?
I do, like the 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I never did.
No, because I'm going to bed before, like, by, yeah, you know.
I got a schedule.
You have a schedule? Yeah. I don't. That's weird.
And I just let it go.
Yeah.
It's my schedule is the window.
Do you have a schedule?
I don't think I do.
I don't. No.
Whenever it just arrives, you just go for it.
Is it worth it right now?
Like, my watch usually
is it
up,
worth it? When is it not worth it?
Right? Fucking phone says beat off session.
No, my body even knows. Like, I can't, like, I've tried to say.
Gets all excited?
Yo, no, not get excited.
Yeah, bitches.
No, but
10:58.
I'll.
Right.
No, for instance, minutes, it's time to go to bed. Minutes. I go to bed.
So you got
to
snap one off while you go to bed?
That's just
lay down
and
then,
off
then it's like,
you go
it's
to
like,
sleep.
It's like caffeine is in you, you know, you got to go. Like, I'm like, man, the Sandman calling me. Sandman ain't calling me. Pornhub is calling me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You filthy.
It's probably because that's the window. That's the window.
Like, hey, y'all, man.
And now we know what Sandman is throwing.
Yeah, that's just cold to beat your dick.
Mr. Sandman.
You ruined this
bring
all for
me
us.
A beat.
Instead of sand, he's got a bag full of lotion.
Nah.
Slap your ass. Ugh.
I'm years into this shit. Lotion has been gone a long time ago. there is no lubricant anymore.
You ain't got time for all that.
Shit is dull now. It's scathed. Gotta just go for it.
Indian burning the shit out yourself.
Yeah.
Get it how you live right
get
here.
It.
Now.
Go now.
Oh, God.
But sleep yeah, good. The, sleep good.
Shit, you gotta be taking that L, man. I never realized how great taking an L was. I tell guys all the time, I was like, you got to be able to take an L.
I can't wait to see the, how old are you?
29.
I can't wait to see the 35-year-old you, the married 35-year-old.
He'll still
you.
Be ready to take an L. All
right.
You don't think I'm willing to take an L?
I sounded just like you.
Yeah, but I'm willing to take an L.
Now?
No, even then.
But the 60s.
You don't know who you're going to be and how you're going to be.
Yes, but the things I've been through are the ways the reasons why I am the way I am.
All of us have been through things which has made us who we are. Exactly. But as you age, you change.
You got to understand what I mean by L. If I am not happy and the shit is going wrong, I will take the L.
We all should.
That's why most people won't take the L. That's what I'm saying. They're scared to take the L. That's what I'm saying. I've been in a shitty-ass relationship when I didn't want to take the L. Then I finally took it. I was like, oh, shit, this shit was mad easy.
No, the end of every relationship, when you feel that way, and then you just got to make the jump. Because if it's poisonous, it's poisonous. But if it's not poisonous, then you're really dwelling on it a little bit more.
I feel like I'm on this Chris Brown thing.
It's never the right time to say goodbye. Yeah, it is. Fucking emotion, man.
All right.
Called his ass. He was just dwelling in fucking emotion today. I was like, yo, get out the house, man. Open the fucking blinds. He was sitting like Mike in the house.
But you know what? I'm not afraid to take that L. I've already been through that mind state, and I put myself through that scenario already.
You don't take the L when things are good.
You can't live like that.
I can't.
Yeah,
that's the. Say that again, because you about to transition into something called love. you're either gonna dive in.
No, but
or you gonna jump ship?
That's why I said it goes both ways. But if I know I'm not changing now, tomorrow, the day after that, yeah, I can make little changes here and there. But it's too late for all that. You can't do that, especially if you're going through problems.
Man, y'all brothers off like just that. Now turning 30 and y'all think that y'all got it all. It's not like that.
We're not saying we got it all.
I mean, y'all, you're just so confident in how you feel right now at this right moment.
I just said it's never the right
time. Did you hear what the fuck he said?
No, I mean, it's not just you, but mostly it's Jay, because Jay is like, nah, I'm the same. Ain't gonna change.
I never said
hard
that.
Knocks, nigga.
Rolling 60.
Take that L, nigga. Just go. Bounce. 60, nigga. You ain't happy, nigga? Don't worry. Be happy. Spoon that bitch.
No, but you're misinterpreting what I mean by the L. When I'm saying it, it has to be to the point to where you're to that point.
Yeah.
But there's people who get to that point and they don't leave.
Yeah, like women, battered women and shit.
They stay right there. Why?
You gotta know what that point is as well,
too. I'm scared to find somebody else out there. I'm scared to be alone. I'm scared of this and that.
It's, yeah, you gotta, yeah, you gotta know. Like, because there's gonna be the times where you're like, fuck. You're just so mad or whatever. Maybe that's not the time.
Yeah, and the woman you'll change for is the one that you love.
Yeah, exactly.
Done.
Or when you realize how stupid you are.
You could just stop the show, right?
No, that's really what it is. The woman who you will change for, that's the one you love.
Show is over.
That's really what it is. I tell women that all the time. Even my friend Julie, she's always like, I can't change. I was like, oh, we don't love you, that's why. But he did this. Nope. I can't get him to do this. Cause he's not changing for you, so move on. She don't be wanting to hear that shit.
Well, women don't want to hear that. That's the last thing they want to hear.
Yeah, they don't want that medicine.
They don't want to hear the truth.
Every time you give them some medicine, man, they just be fighting that.
Look, just go be a side chick. That's it. I'm sorry.
No, that's
what your life's destined to be for some women.
Be a side.
Is that what I was doing? Like,
you're probably supposed to be a side chick.
Yeah.
Side dick.
I mean, you don't want to give up your vagina, so.
Let's be a side dick.
Be a side dick, man.
That's so what you're going
to
give up
your vagina? Some women in life are meant to be side chicks. That's probably what you're meant to do.
You're going
to
give up your vagina or not?
No, don't answer that right now.
Oh, you'll give me that shit, son. And I'm going to take it.
Don't answer that right now. But yeah, once, that's what I've experienced. Certain things I'm not changing. But then somebody was like, what happened? Your cord going off? It's fucking everything up right here, huh?
Well, the show's ruined.
Just
thanks.
All this. All right. Well, everybody, that was the.
right? Fuck you, Pat. Thanks a lot.
Brandon took my wire.
He fucked you up. Yeah, he did.
I'm snitching. He took my fucking wire last
he
show.
He fucking snitch, man.
I went in there to play the fucking about. Video games. He was like, doop, 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 doop.
And he took that shit.
I'm telling.
He did.
Tell on that nigga, man. Point.
You should have initialed like you used to do your cartridges in your fucking Nintendo games.
Yeah.
Put your name on it. It's my shit.
Yeah, but I've changed certain things for Vanessa because I wanted to.
Yeah.
Wasn't she made it.
If you're willing to.
She gave a suggestion. I was like, yeah. All right.
No, the love ain't you doing like, it because she right, told you to. Right. The love is her expressing what she wants.
And you doing
and
it.
And you biting your fucking jaw. And you just do the shit. And then once you did it, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
And you graduated.
And that probably never changes because I'm pretty sure there's still things Nancy would be like, you know.
There's certain things I ain't changing. I'm not going to change a lot of things. You know, I'm a gamer. She knew I was a gamer.
Yeah.
I said, hey.
But also you rationalize it too. Like you like, either like she has a point or is like, well, that's a fucking stupid.
I use the fuck out of my friends when I care about you.
Whoa.
You don't use me like that.
Well, you use us?
You're my friend though.
Thanks.
Interesting. I use the fuck out of my friends when I go, whenever it's one of them moments, like I'll call Jerome in a month. I'll be like, hey man, look. Or I call Oscar, Sean,
mm-hmm.
not the other one.
Everybody but Mike.
You know, I'll be like, mm-hmm. hey.
He didn't mention my name of that.
This is what happened. Was I wrong? And they'd be like, yeah, you was wrong. Fuck.
Yeah.
It was me? Yeah. Fine. Then you know, sometimes you need that intervening, another man to level you out, to balance you out to where you could just be, you know, I was wrong for that.
It's gotta be a friend, man, because you get the wrong nigga, you be like, yo, yeah, fuck that, yeah, man. Yeah, let's go holler at Betty at the bus stop. Fuck that.
Fuck you too, yeah. Man. You can't call that friend. Don't call him.
Let's go get some bitches right now, man.
We can fix this right now.
Got a long speed down, man. On
right
your
now.
Dick right now.
Fucking bitch with no rubbers and all that, son.
Got this badass Filipino chick just waiting to suck it.
Damn. That was mad aggressive.
Suck it.
Just waiting to suck it. Like, damn, nigga, me or you? Don't you just looking me up?
Oh, jeez.
Just dreaming.
I mean, what's the...
Shout out to the Filipino woman out there, though.
Oh, my God.
Because sometimes I go back in my head, think about that one I dated. One thing about Asian women, man, stays tight. Shout out to them. Well, go ahead. What's your... you got any transgressions over there? Any issues?
Said, what's your
man,
problem?
I'm married. I always got issues.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Always.
Sorry.
It's like, you know.
It's a long ass cool.
I'm saying, right?
Wait, so.
At my house.
So with this conversation we just had, do you still believe? Because what were you saying?
Mm.
You always. What did they agree on that mean you didn't?
Well, someone loved
lose yourself. Lose yourself. So with that kind of, do you still believe that you have to lose yourself in order to have a long relationship?
No, I didn't say that.
You kind of did.
You were saying that you felt like you lost yourself.
Yeah, lost yourself.
You go
and
through,
you were saying 14, 11 years, and you was like, you do lose yourself.
We've been together 14 years, and in 14 years, the first 5 years, I was away.
Now, people do, I will say.
The first 5 years, I was a certain way. I was guarded. After that 5 years, I mean, there's a balance in power. There's power shifts. Like, I love her hard this much, and then she'll go into she loving me hard this much. And I kind of back out of it a little bit. And I'm like, nah, I'm not really feeling you. Sometimes you guys are both just head over heels in love with each other. Sometimes you can't fucking stand each other. But when you look back at it and you go, man, we've been through so much. I'm not willing to let this shit go. That's what relationship. That's what marriage. That's what time.
What I'm
that's
not what trying to base it off of.
Yeah, I don't
how many years I spent with you. That's
yeah, you shouldn't.
I can't stand. You're a waste of time. No,
I understand why people...
That.
I understand why people do that though.
Yeah, I understand too.
Okay, right now,
you know what I mean?
Right now, I could just break up with my wife and start all the way over again. But then you look back at it and say, "Damn,
is it worth it?
Was that worth it even? Why did I spend 14 years of my life with this woman and build so much to drop to just let this L go like this?
Because you were scared to start again. At the time.
Huh?
Because you were scared to take an L."
No, I'm just saying, I just did it.
Well, I'm saying, I wasn't saying you in particular, but I'm saying the person
well,
who
I'm
said
talking
that
about
and
me.
Looked back.
No, I'm
like,
talking about me. I'm
okay,
talking
well,
about me
well,
specifically.
Well, then that means I'm talking to you then. So that means if you look back and you're like, well, was all that even worth it? And then if all those questions you had, it means because you were scared to take a L at the time.
No, I mean, you look back and say, was that worth it? You look at everything bad, but then you don't look at everything bad when you're not in it anymore, because now you're looking at everything that you guys had, you built. Children, you know, a lot of stuff. I mean,
what does that mean, though?
It means a lot. Family is everything. At the end of it, at the end of your life, what else do you have but the loved ones?
Some people don't have family. Some people don't have family.
Your family is what you build.
Yeah, they also stab you.
He said Ohana means family.
Ohana means family.
Like, there's a bunch of stages in this shit. Like, my father right now is in a relationship, and it's rocky, but...
He's not willing to let it go because
now he's this age and he's like, what the fuck am I going to do? Start all over and let this person go? No, she's got fucking problems. I got fucking problems. She's willing to deal with mine and I'm willing to deal with hers. Here we go. Marriage.
No, that's different.
You just grabbed your titties, man. What did you do?
Was that? No, I was throwing up 10. Throwing up sets.
He was banging on her. Motherfucker. No, but go ahead.
That's all I had to say. All right. I mean, this shit is real, man. This shit is deep. This shit is real.
This shit is really
deep. So tell us your decision right now.
I'm about to argue when we get out. I think I'm about to argue when I get off.
That's what you're
going to
do now.
What'd you hate about take care? Because you were saying something about the word take care, and that shit bugs the hell out of you.
It's how people use take care.
Like, if
me and you are talking, you tell me to take care, I know it's genuine. You're like, Mike, take care. Well, not you, because you're a dick, but... If one of y'all say take care, I know how to take it. But if somebody says it, and I can tell there's like a condescending tone to when they say take care, it's like a fuck you. I got, like you said earlier, I got the last word. That shit bugs the fuck out of me, dude. And it's just like, as a matter of fact, I fucking will. Thank you.
I will take fucking care.
You too. You know what I mean? That shit bugs the shit out of me. I'm sorry. I overthink shit like that.
Trying to get the last word. Take care. You too. Right? Yep. Yep.
Yep. I will, thanks. I will.
Yes.
Yeah, and if I'm caretaker. Arguing, I hate stuff like okay, fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What's another one I hate? You know what? Take care might be one.
I never even gotten to
But I'm
care.
Saying, huh? When you
hate the letter K.
I don't
The letter K is fucking stupid.
I hate K.
That shit, if you can't fucking put okay,
I'll fight a woman. Over a K.
I'll give you that one, because when you say
during a text argument,
Well, not even just in general, but yeah, it usually comes out when you can tell they're, you know, like, oh, K, and you just get the K. Not that Nancy does it, but from
K's.
Other people. And again, it's not just women. If a K's dude says K, it's like, are you fucking serious?
I don't have a problem with K.
Nah, fuck that. If they put three K's, then what?
The fuck is that?
Huh.
What? Oh. Here's the white guy.
Then what?
Oh.
He busted his 11 o'clock nut right there.
Her spoons come out.
Yeah, just a regular, if me and her having a regular conversation over text, and I say something, she says K, and just hits me K, I don't really care.
I'm not a big fan.
Doesn't bother
of
me.
Nancy will hit me with the OK.
She just
I'm good with OK.
She just didn't want to put the O.
I'm good with OK. You were so hard about putting the O in front of the K. Just put OK.
Where's the O compared to the K?
But don't fucking, don't get into an argument with me.
Are they next to each other?
And don't ever say, take care, because that shit is fucking,
the O is there, the K is
annoying
there,
as shit, disrespectful, and you're petty.
So what do you feel about people who put U instead of Y-O-U? They just put the U.
Shit is stupid. Spell your fucking words.
So I put you in.
Spell your fucking words. That's it.
I didn't know I had to be grammatically correct when I'm talking to my niggas, you know?
Yeah, I just put
you. Now I'm going to watch what I'm saying to you, Mike.
I don't put K, because K is kind of feminine.
See what happens?
I just think K is feminine. That's why.
See what happens when Sophie stays with my mom and Nancy's at work? I think about shit like this.
Testosterone comes back to you.
Just start thinking. I start punching shit.
You just need some lotion so you stop being so damn angry.
Yeah, bust a couple nuts.
You need to set yourself up.
Jesus.
Yeah, right? Somebody get my planner, goddammit. Fuck.
What's this?
That's disrespectful.
Oh, where'd you beat the shit out to Clippers, huh?
That's disrespectful.
Damn.
144-98.
Oh, Kevin Durant blows out both of his ACLs.
How many niggas scored 20-plus points on that team?
Probably Kevin Durant, probably Steph Curry, probably Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green.
Everybody just went off. Huh?
And then Steve Kerr said, fuck it, let me get in there and drop 10.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So yeah, arguing over text messages is a,
you can't argue over text messages, man. Because it's just like it's
interpreted. Just yep.
You can't give. You can't express certain shit over an argument in text message. You just can't. It just, you can't express certain things.
It's gonna get read wrong.
Yep.
I know. I read shit wrong all the time.
We I do ar- too. Yeah.
We argue wrong in face to face, so we rather text because it seems like it's clearer then.
But it can, you, the context can, you can't, you can't.
We butt in at each other when we're arguing, and like when she's saying something, I already know what she's gonna say, and she gets mad because she thinks that, because she says, you think you know what I'm about to say, and then you butt in. I'm like, because I know what you're gonna say, and then she gets mad because I know. Because
you know what.
And then she tries to divert it, make it not what she was gonna say. And I'm like, that's exactly what you're gonna say, but you just had to say something different, and now you sound stupid. It's a lot of shit like that going on.
So that's why you go. So we text
message to get our to express it out, get it out.
Well, I guess whatever works work for me.
I just hate stupid people.
Texting don't work.
You can't argue with text messages. I will read
that shit wrong.
Why the fuck is that pizza so crunchy?
He ordered that thing.
Okay. She can type, turn the TV off in a text, and I will read, turn that goddamn TV off. Like,
why are you disrespecting me about the TV?
You turn the fucking TV off.
And shit just gets blown out of proportion.
Shit just goes back to back.
We can be pleasant to each other in a text. We can be angry. It's just basically on how some what started it on.
So you had that phone.
I'm pleasant just talking.
His tolerance was just burned down.
Yeah, so he's mad happy that he's in the new millennium. Yeah.
If we didn't, if I didn't have this he'll phone, he probably wouldn't be in this relationship.
If this was 1989, this shit would be over.
He would be sending owls
rap, Harry Potter owls and shit.
This up here,
from Compton pigeons.
This is my problem in life. My fucking brain. What? I think too much. I overthink everything.
Yeah.
My brain. I just need to shut it off sometimes.
Yeah, this conversation right here is what the fuck happens when men have too much time to fucking
exactly.
think.
Exactly. I need to shut my mind off sometimes. It's just...
Yeah, so ladies, if you see your man over there in the corner...
I love you, Jesus.
Dealing with emotions.
Yeah, if you see your man over there in the corner dealing with emotions...
Check your text. Make sure you ain't saying no shit like take care.
Yeah. Don't ever say take care, women. Okay. Because that shit is disrespectful, unfaithful...
Or whatever.
God hates you.
Oh, whatever. That's the one.
And if you didn't do any of that.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
And he's still in his emotions.
And then if you put an exclamation point after the whatever, it's like, come on, man. Come on.
Still going.
Cut the shit off.
Trying to cap it all. He just kept it going.
Cut the shit off. Hold on.
Let me set it up, man. So if you see a man over there sitting in the corner and emotions is dwelling around, just go to him, pull down his pants, suck his dick.
There you go. Stop thinking. That's it.
What the fuck just turn happened?
That shit off. Jesus Christ.
Copyright issues?
We get
some. Nah, I'm just, I don't really know. Fucking eating?
That wasn't supposed to even happen.
But it happened.
I was trying to pull up that emotions from H-Town.
I don't give old people technology.
Emotions make you
get this man his jitterbug.
Hey, before we get out of here, my Super Bowl prediction came true.
You right. You get that one. Let's go Falcons.
Wait a minute.
Oh. Now nah,
gonna, our Super Bowl prediction came
now,
through.
Now who gonna win it?
Now get off each other's dick.
I keep leaning back and forth between Patriots and Falcons.
Make a fucking choice right now, so your prediction can be either a win or an L. You're not scared
I'm
to take the L.
I'm gonna go with the Patriots.
Brandon. My true side says Patriots.
Let me hold on.
No, I don't hear
real quick, real quick, real quick. For somebody says, "Oh, you took the Patriots. That was easy." I'm picking the Patriots because I feel like
you ain't got to explain to these bitches.
Yeah. Well, okay then. All
right, go ahead. Don't. You really
you
don't.
You really don't.
All right. Go ahead. Go
ahead. You need nothing else.
Go ahead.
But the thought of seeing Miami doing as well as they did this season, I think they can. I think
Miami.
They can take it. But
the Falcons.
Know what you meant. Go ahead.
Did I say Miami?
Yeah. Just keep it rolling. Got you. Go ahead, man. Emotion.
Emotions. Your mind's all fucked up.
Back in South Beach.
That's what got you in trouble.
The Falcons. I'm good with the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm going with the Falcons, too.
Yeah, I'm salty as fuck. I cannot go for the Patriots. I got to go for the Falcons.
No, we're not saying who you're going for. Who do you think's winning? No, we asked
Patriots,
you,
man.
I'm good either way, but.
Yeah. I want them bitches to win. I know. I want the Falcons to win.
No matter what you want.
That don't mean shit.
King Brady, you got to just.
Oh, hell.
Bow down.
King fucking Brady.
Bow down.
Suck your man's dick. We out.